You know, there's something about a princess. Yeah. I know our granddaughters growing up, boy, they sure thought so. They got princess everything, the dolls, the sheets, the tiaras. We probably got most of them for them. You get the picture. But you know, our granddaughters weren't that unusual. So many little girls from lots of generations have grown up with dreams of being a princess. And look, what's at the center of Disney World's Fantasyland when you go there? Well, of course, Cinderella's castle. You know, in past years, much of the world was enthralled when a commoner became a royal princess. In that sea of people that were in London for that royal wedding, the camera spotted one lady with a sign that simply said, "It should have been me." I smiled and I thought, how many girls, even the ones who are all grown up, wish the princess thing was more than a fantasy? Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about how a girl becomes a princess. You know, sadly, so many women have been treated like anything but a princess. They've been betrayed, used, abused, excluded, diminished, in a word, undervalued. Maybe you know some of those feelings. Princess dreams go down in flames when the men around you are less than men. Or when those airbrushed images of beauty in our world make you feel like anything but special. And yet there are many women who may never wear a crown, but who've discovered how a woman becomes a true princess. When the royal wedding was about to take place, I was on a live radio call-in show talking about it. One lady called in to express her fascination with what was then the wedding of Prince William and Kate. Of course, now more properly Catherine. What was different, though, was the reason for her fascination. She said, "I love this because I know I'm a princess because of Jesus." Whoa, she's right. Our word for today from the Word of God, 2 Corinthians 6:18, the Bible says, "I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Now look, if you're a daughter of the Lord Almighty, you are a princess, because what makes a girl a princess is her relationship with the King. And the King of all kings has made it clear how a person becomes part of his royal family. Speaking of Jesus, the Bible says, "To all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." I find that amazing because God is sinless. God's holy. We're sinners. We're all guilty of dishonoring him and disobeying him in so many ways. We've disqualified ourselves from being his child. But Jesus changed all that. God loved us so much that he didn't want to lose us. The Bible says, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." And the Bible goes on to say, "And they crucified the Lord of glory." God's Son, the Lord of glory, died for me and for you. There's no greater love story on this planet. And God says when we open up our life to Jesus as our only hope, we get born into his family. This birthday could be today for you, the day you are born into God's family. There ought to be a time you can know for sure that you've begun a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that you've personally appropriated what he died on the cross to give you when he walked out of his grave to prove that he can give it to you. And right now, he's ready to walk into your life at your invitation and begin the greatest love relationship of your life and of all eternity. You just tell him, "Jesus, I'm yours. I'm done running my life. I believe you died for me. I believe you're alive. And I want you to come into my life and be the center of it, beginning today." Listen, we've got a website that's all about helping you get there. You can go there today. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. I hope you get there today. You can become a son of the King, a daughter of the King, because of your personal relationship, beginning today, with the King of the Universe.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.